This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We will know more by the end of this week about whether cheap steel imports are a threat to national security. The Commerce Department has been investigating, with the possibility brewing of a trade war, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
The Commerce Department is using what's called a Section 232 investigation. Josh Spores is with the commodity analysis firm CRU. He says if it's decided the steel industry is crucial for the nation's security,
we're going to see some sort of relief provided to domestic steelmakers, and that relief would likely be a new tax on steel imports.
The United Steelworkers Union would like that. Union President Leo Gerard says steel is an integral part of the U.S. economy. Without it, he says,
you can't build a dam, you can't build a bridge, you can't fix the highway, and you can't even make a computer.
But Richard Criss, president of the American Institute for International Steel, sees a risk of retaliation.
Because our trading partners invoke their own national security-based rationale for protecting their own domestic producers.
The results of the investigation are expected by the end of the week. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.